USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues.
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 53 points to close the day at 24,370. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The CEO of Google goes before a panel of lawmakers, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results from Washington.
90% of all internet searches go through Google. That is power, and it comes with responsibility.
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy there also concerned that the social media giant may be stifling conservative voices. Sundar Pichai denying that and saying protecting user data and privacy has been Google's top priority.
We've invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. These values are built into every product we make.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping the Marine Corps make Christmas cards as part of the Toys for Tots program.
Their mission to send messages of hope to children and motivate them to grow into responsible and patriotic citizens and community leaders is so important to our society.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
How can folks in Hollywood unite us instead of dividing us? Well, one person we can look to as an example of someone who did that was actually Aretha Franklin. Meredith Oakes is an entertainment writer. She also has a new book out titled Aretha, The Queen of Soul, A Life in Photographs. In that book, one of the things she discusses is how Franklin was very much into politics, but united the country.
There are these people who are able to rise above the political fracas, even though she was very involved in politics from the beginning. She was, her father was best friends with Martin Luther King, and organized the Detroit March, where King gave his speech. His I Have a Dream speech, he gave it a few different places in various forms, but that was like the final draft before he went and did it, the following, in a couple weeks, the famous one. So she's involved in civil rights from the time she's a kid, and she was openly political, and she performed at the inaugurations and inaugural events of three Democratic presidents, and yet it was George W. Bush who gave her the Medal of Freedom, and she graciously accepted it. She was that kind of person. I mean, there have been other celebrities who said, nah, you know, I think I'll wait till there's another president before I get mine. But that wasn't her. She really, truly put country above party. And there is this underlying faith about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.